So it's just like going to Palm Springs and checking the radio traffic report to see if there's a traffic jam or some barrier, some SIG alert or something that's going to prevent you from going, that you're going to have to deal with and figure out an alternate route or give extra time or whatever. It's just like that. So I'm telling you that there will always be a SIG alert ahead of you on the spiritual path. It's really quite true and quite as simple as that. So be aware. Why not know that? The benefit is you can know that ahead of time so that two things. A, you're not terribly surprised and thrown off balance when the barrier arises. And B, so you can count on it. So you can know that that's part of the trip. And then respond accordingly, plan accordingly, deal with it from that knowledge that this isn't some aberration. Oh, poor me, something got in my way or something is making it more difficult than I hoped it would be. Finding God, reaching truth, coming to know that which is beyond knowing, couldn't be more inconvenient. It's never convenient. It's never an easy road. So you have to know that. Why isn't it an easy road? Because much is required and because barriers are guaranteed. So the more clear you know that, the more you just see that that's a fact, the better off you are, if you ask me. So don't say I didn't tell you. So you have to become literally unstoppable. If you're stoppable, you'll be stopped. You have to take the responsibility, find the way to make yourself unstoppable. And the best way that I know to do that, the most effective way, is you have to make a pre-decision. You have to make a decision ahead of time. I will not be stopped. Then when the force comes to stop you, then that day you have to go somewhere and you feel tired all of a sudden, you'll say, I'm tired, but you know what? I'm going anyway. I'm going to make myself. And that other day, when a gargantuan force, something huge in your life, something you don't ever want to happen, pops up to stop you, when you need all your strength, then on that day too, you'll have pre-decided already, nothing's going to stop me. I'm not even going to let this stop me. And you may be more unstoppable than you know. You may have already pre-decided without making necessarily a clear and conscious decision. Many times, both are true. Both categories you see in people, and they're not aware of it. People who have kind of made that decision without knowing it and really show an unstoppability, really show a simple determination, and don't really know that they're that in that position. And the opposite, people who tell you how they will give everything for God, how nothing is more important to them than truth. And then it rains and they don't show up. They believe sincerely that they've made that decision, but obviously they haven't. So the mind is powerful and can fool you in many ways, and you can delude yourself in many ways that you're somewhere you're not.
Yeah, it's not so much a thought or thinking. It's like there's a very powerful force in me which is sort of pushing me to come to a place like this to be with you. And it's a force. So mm-hmm. I don't have to think, am I going or I'm not going or whatever.
And it's good to give in to the force, but it doesn't change the fact being recognizing as a feeling or a force doesn't change the fact that you still could say to yourself, but it's raining really hard and so many accidents and I feel so tired. You can still go against the force. You can still deny the force, trivialize the force, ignore the force, and every other possible response. You can make your own list.
But the force doesn't go away. It's there the next day.
Well, if that's true, then you're lucky.